injuries. Here's the guys that did not practice: Dwayne Grotz, Dwight Lowry, Mercedes Lewis, Stephen Burton, Mike Brown, Jeremy Mincy, Roy Miller, and Brad Meester had the day off, so they did not practice. We had some guys, and Jason Babin had a day off. Some guys that during practice, Cecil Shorts, again, his groin, a little tightness in there. For us, it was just precautionary. We pull him off. It wasn't anything. We just didn't want it to become bigger than what it was. Geno Hayes had a hip flexor. We wrapped it up, and we had him go through the first period of team, and then we held him out the second period of team. Limited guys were Alan Ball and Denard Robinson. Mincy was tested today for his yesterday for his concussion. Will be reevaluated again on Thursday. Go through another test, so we'll find out more on that. And then Burton and Lowry are still in the concussion program.
Any of these guys, like Mercedes, that are out for this weekend, Grotz?
Grotz will be out. Who else? Mike Brown, making good progress. We need to evaluate and see how it went today for him. So there's a chance for him, but I say low percentage. Mercedes?
Yeah.
Right now we're not counting on. Again, we'll have to wait and see how it went today.
How did Luke look at left tackle for you today?
Pretty good. You know, there's times I saw, consistent, did some good things, and then got beat on a rush once. But I'm not too concerned about that. I know, the way he is and the way he operates, he'll just continue to get better for him. So I'm sure the first day is fifth rep of the day at left tackle. There's going to be some things, but he'll adjust quickly. Good. He did really good. He did have one drop, but all the rest that he had thrown to him and stuff made a great play in the end zone. He did really well. He did really well.
St. Louis really hasn't run well this year. They have Darryl Richard.
Yeah. He's talented back. Faced him before and know about him. I know he had a foot injury, and, that's maybe – he's fighting that a little bit, but very, very talented. Very talented back once he gets going. So, and I know, in some ways they may be like us trying to find that identity. And, we'll try to establish the run again. And so we have to be prepared for that.
Why is it there, Marks, that seems like such a good fit for you guys do?
You know what?
He's more flash than most of the other guys.
It's tough. Gene, to get a three technique that has the size to hold up in double teams and then also has the ability to pass rush from the inside. That's a tough trait to find those combinations. And he seems to have it. He's a little bit quicker than most at three technique, but he has the size in there to play. So that's why he's been a good fit for us.
Who covers Jared
Cook? Well, it depends on what coverages we're playing. How we're matching up man-wise. So it could be some different guys doing it.
Have you guys had to reassess what you're doing against tight ends as a whole though?
Well, I'm not going to reassess it over a bus. The one that he had.
That's another problem. So.
Go ahead.
If Asano had to drop on the first play of the season, the Seattle guy got the touchdowns. So
well, the Seattle guy was, if you see, it was scheme. They did a scheme, and Ciprian went over with the other guy. It wasn't like he was covering him, and he beat him. The ones that you see, we had a bust where he hit on a touchdown. Then they ran a phony motion on a zone pressure, and he's a hot to two player, and he thought the phony was hot to two, so he went over there, so the tight end was open. So when you look at it, if you can come back to me and say, I saw him covering him man for man, and he got beat, or he was in the zone and he got beat, then I would say that's it. But those two right there, they were busts. So I'm not going to change our whole coverage concept and our zone concept. Instead, I'd rather go back and correct those and make sure they're not a bust. So,
is Dutton ready to play the whole game?
You know what? The way he worked out and the way he has done it the last 4 weeks, like Milo said, he's in really, really good shape. But I know it's one thing to come out here and be in football shape. So, he had a good day today. Got a lot of reps because we were limited in the number of receivers that we had. So, we'll see as it goes on, Vito.
The last two games, you've sent some more pressure on third downs. Do you feel like you are creating some potential sacks there?
Well, we had some. We had the one the quarterback scrambled, we had a guy come free and miss the quarterback in the hole. Then we had the one where Sip came through the middle. We liked what we saw in him coming off the edge against Seattle. We designed something else for him to come, and at the end he got knocked off of it, created some pressure. So I think, you know, when we talk about trying to utilize guys' traits and find what they do well, you know, so we decided to add a few more pressures here and there. We felt like, I think it was something like 18 or 19 pressures, hurries, and sacks. So we're starting to hit the quarterback more, and that's not including the ones that we missed right in the hole. So, you know, we'll continue the way. We said we got to try to be creative in the ways we get pressure, and that's some of it.
St. Louis has really struggled to run the ball. Do you feel confident that you guys can get them in some down and distance situations?
Well, you know what, the way we got them, you know, an offense would say this. We're going to get 2 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, hit one for 40. The defensive coaches usually say, well, if you take those two long ones out, we average this many plays, right? I mean, that's what you hear. So for us, we're in position to say we've got to attack every play. We cannot, just because we sound for two and three and four and say, okay, now we can let up and defend. We've got to really pay close attention to it. We cannot allow those because that's one of our issues is giving up explosive plays. Runs have settled down some, but still we're in no position to say, okay, let's go in there and knock out the run and force in the pass. You know, we got to take every play and attack it.
Sam Bradford, what's your value?
You know what I see with Sam? I see a guy that has the ability. He's a big, tall guy, can make all the throws. And it seems to me like at times he'll put it right on the spot and maybe there's a drop. Or at times maybe there'll be a missed throw because of pressure. And it's that consistency I'm sure they're battling themselves. And catch the ones that are thrown to us and then protect so he has time. And they're trying to piece it together. But he's had some good games. I know that he's a talented quarterback. He might not. His quarterback rating might be up there with all the rest of the guys that are at elite level. But he has the talent. So we just can't allow him to get it put together against us.
Because of how he plays, do you feel like this is a game where you guys can, you know, get generate more interceptions?
Well, whenever a team throws it 76% of the time, you know, whenever you make that many throws, there's opportunities out there. So, you know, there's deflected passes and tip balls and things like that. Or, you know, but we've had opportunities. We had four that we had in our hands last week, and we didn't catch them. And, you know, we got to catch the ones that are throwing those.
Do you think Blackman coming back will open up things for Shorts more?
Well, it depends. You know, I think, you know, there's no tape really on Justin. You know, so what teams will do and how they'll cover us, I think he's got to go out and prove himself to warrant where you see different things coming, you know, where maybe you see more split safety.